So in death, the gods had decreed that she would know no rest until her weeping watered the black earth of the Baal, where the men she had loved were buried. Elissa had been dead 6,000 years now, and still no drop of the torrent had ever reached the valley floor far below. Catelyn wondered how large a waterfall her own tears would make when she died. "Tell me the rest of it," she said.
"The Kingslayer is massing a host at Castle Rock,"
Sir Roderick Cassell answered from the room behind her.
"Your brother writes that he has sent riders to the rock, demanding that Lord Tywin proclaim his intent, but he has had no answer. Edmure has commanded Lord Vance and Lord Piper to guard the pass below the Golden Tooth. He advised you that he will yield no foot of Tully land without first watering it with Lannister blood."
Catelyn turned away from the sunrise. Its beauty did little to lighten her mood. It seemed cruel for a day to dawn so fair and end so foul as this one promised to. "Edmure has sent riders and made vows," she said, "but Edmure is not the lord of Riveron. What of my lord father?"
"The message made no mention of Lord Hoster, my lady."
Sir Roderick tugged at his whiskers. They had grown in white as snow and bristly as a thorn bush while he was recovering from his wounds. He looked almost himself again.